Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for July 31st. 2 Chronicles chapter 29, Undoing Dad. Ahaz had nearly destroyed Judah. He had promoted wickedness in Judah and had been most unfaithful to the Lord. Not only had he closed the doors of the temple, thereby banning anyone who wanted to worship Yahweh, he had introduced all sorts of pagan practices in Judah, including one most abhorrent to God, human sacrifice. Ahaz had even murdered some of his own sons, excepting Hezekiah, of course, by burning them in a sacrificial fire to pagan gods. He allied himself with the Assyrian Empire for a time, hoping to hold off the marauding armies of his neighbors that were taking his towns, stealing his goods, ravishing and enslaving his people's women and children, and killing a large part of his army. What an act to follow! During all the reign of Ahaz, the prophets Isaiah and Micah were ministering the word of God in Judah. They were especially opposed to Ahaz, praying and working for a true revival of the Spirit among the Jews and a blunting of the worst of Ahaz's excesses. Their prayers and labors had an effect, but not until a new king came to power, Hezekiah. Hezekiah was one of David's true descendants. Over the course of 300 years since David's day, the Davidic dynasty had produced only a handful of kings with good records of faithfulness to God: Asa, Jehoshaphat, Jotham. Some had been faithful for a while: Joash, Uzziah, Amaziah, Solomon, and so on. But Hezekiah really stood out among his peers and his forebears because, for a time, Judah returned to God under the care of a real shepherd of the people. The return started as Hezekiah began to undo all that his wicked father had done and do what his father had never done. All it took was heartfelt allegiance to and humility before God. And Hezekiah and all the people rejoiced at what God had brought about for his people because it was done so quickly. God is never slow to act in love and compassion for those who humble themselves. Thanks for joining me today, and we'll be back next month.